Flint is not the only Midwest city experiencing water contamination problems. In Wisconsin, the water in the Milwaukee suburb of Waukesha is contaminated with radium, a naturally occurring carcinogen. City officials would like to run a pipe to Lake Michigan that would pull about 10 million gallons a day from the lake, but that request has to be approved by all 8 governors of the states that border the Great Lakes. Waukesha Mayor Sean Riley and the city's water director Dan Dukniak are here in Lansing to try and get a yes vote from Governor Snyder. So, Mayor Riley, what is the case you're making?
Well, the city of Waukesha, we have both a contamination problem and a water supply problem. We're looking out 50 to 100 years and seeing that we do not have enough water for our citizens, and the water we do have is contaminated. We've looked at 14 different alternatives and have come to the conclusion that our only real option is to get water from the Great Lakes.
So what are you doing right now for water?
We are still pulling water out of the deep aquifer. We're under a court order in regards to radium levels. We manage our system by having water from the shallow aquifer and from the deep aquifer, blending it, meeting the requirements of the radium consent decree pretty much all the time. Sometimes we go over. That's what we're trying to avoid. But when it comes right down to it, our main source of water is a deep aquifer. However, our aquifer is unique in that it's covered by a dense layer of shale, so it doesn't recharge in our area. So it's an aquifer that takes a long time for water to really make it into it.
And so that's why getting the water from that deep aquifer is not a permanent solution for you.
That's correct.
Dan Dukniak, you've guaranteed that the water that Waukesha withdraws would be returned, treated and returned to Lake Michigan. How would that work?
Well, that is a very important component of our application. We currently discharge to a river, so we are going to be changing that location where we discharge to the Fox River that is in the Mississippi River Basin. We would be discharging to the Root River that is tributary to the Great Lakes. There'll be benefits to a Great Lakes fishery that's downstream of the return flow. That added flow will allow the fish to get upstream to the fishery, allowing those eggs to be harvested and then those fish to be cultivated and grown, improving the fishing in the Great Lakes Basin. In fact, the DNR has projected that there would be an additional 10,000 angling hours available for fishermen. And again, we'll be returning 100% of the water, setting that precedent for any future diversion requests that would come forward.
Some people might ask the question that there would seem to be sort of an inconsistency here. How can you not have enough water and still promise to return all the water that you take out to Lake Michigan?
Of course, we don't have enough sustainable water for the city of Waukesha right now, and that's why we're looking at the Great Lakes to get into that recycle and reuse type of system where we're able to put the water back, reuse it, and then recycle and reuse it. But like every sanitary sewer system in the country, the sanitary sewer system is not completely tight, meaning that there is some clear water that enters the system or rainwater that enters the system. So some groundwater may enter the system. Historically, we treat, depending on the year, about 20 to 40% more water than what the water utility provides. So we utilize some of that excess water, again, having no net impact on the Great Lakes.
Mayor, what happens if the Great Lakes governors say no to your request?
Well, I don't believe that they will say no. If anything, they'll say yes with some conditions. I think all the governors and the staff of the governors recognize that if you meet the conditions, in order for the compact to be upheld, there needs to be a yes. However, if the answer is no and we have to go to the shallow aquifer, then there'll be significant environmental impacts. That will not be a long-term solution to the city of Waukesha's water supply problem. So I'm going to work as hard as I can to make sure that the answer is yes.
Waukesha Mayor Sean Riley and the city's water director Dan Dukniak, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Rick.
Thank you.